is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Severe weather is sweeping across the eastern part of the country after days of extreme heat. Christopher Cruz reports.
3 to 4 inches of rain fell northeast of Baltimore this afternoon. About 10 miles north of the city, along U.S. Route 40, this man's car was swamped.
I've never seen it like this before. So I figured it was safe to come out. And once I came across that railroad track and got here, I figured I could keep going, but I couldn't.
Flash flood warnings are in place for parts of New York City, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. States of emergency have been declared in New Jersey and New York City. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
In Texas, lawmakers held a hearing on the deadly July 4th floods. Chris Fox has that.
William Thomas is the emergency management coordinator for Kerr County. He told Texas state lawmakers at the time of the flooding, he was sick in bed.
I was waking around 5:30 a.m. on July the 4th by my wife, following a call from the city of Kerrville EMC requesting that I mobilize.
By that time, Camp Mystic was already underwater. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick also called out Kerr County Judge Rob Kelly for his immediate response.
I don't know where you were on day one on July 4th, but you should have been here. You should have been here directing that response.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The president is dispatching his Mideast envoy to Gaza tomorrow, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Tomorrow, Special Envoy Witkoff and Ambassador Huckabee will be traveling into Gaza to inspect the current distribution sites and secure a plan to deliver more food and meet with local Gazans to hear firsthand about this dire situation on the ground.
CBS's Deborah Pata.
Life expectancy has reportedly fallen by 35 years. Gaza has the highest number of child deaths of any conflict zone, and the report concludes starvation has been relentlessly used as a weapon of war.
The deadline to make a trade deal with the U.S. is midnight tonight. CBS's Jill Schlesinger on what we can expect.
Now it seems that we're settling at a 15% tariff rate with some, I would say, hazy details on how those countries will be investing in the United States, different for each country.
The U.S. Treasury says this country has already taken in $87 billion from the tariffs. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
Revenue is increasing. It is coming in. It's going to the U.S. Treasury. And the president has even floated the possibility of sending rebate checks to Americans.
On Wall Street, investors were following the latest tariff developments, and stocks finished lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A rundown Hollywood motel has a new claim to fame.
The tattered two-story Hollywood Premier Motel, built in 1960, is the first motel to be named to Hollywood's Historic Cultural Monument list. The city council says that despite terrible reviews, the motel and its weathered red and yellow neon sign are prime examples of mid-century googie design and the glory days of roadside architecture. The Premier has been featured on TV shows like Twin Peaks and Fargo, as well as in a Justin Timberlake music video. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Washington Post is reporting the government's paying 150,000 federal workers not to work as part of the administration's deferred resignation program. The numbers include workers at a dozen agencies who took offers back in June. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, some areas of smoke and lows close to 60. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine again from the smoky areas and highs in the mid-70s. Nice Saturday and Sunday. Weekend, sunshine and highs near 80. Currently at 72 degrees.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Well, good evening, just after 6 o'clock. Chris Morrow into work on a beautiful, beautiful summer evening with Marvin Gaye, WRJN.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now, now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind. Sit on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Lost, radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our lives. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand that? Oh,
Radio Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hits on WRJN. Hey, how you doing? Chris Morrow, glad you're along. We're getting through a Thursday night together, a day away from the weekend, getting ready to kick off a beautiful weekend, too. Nice night tonight, still 70 here at Radio Park, and I've got the chairman of the board.
Give me just a little more. If we fall.
this morning. You were on my mind.
Hits on WRJN. Can you believe State Fair started today? Already underway up in West Dallas. We're looking forward to the end of the fair. Not because we want the fair to end, but because Turtles and their Happy Together tour wrap things up at the State Fair on August 10th. This year, the Turtles are joined by Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett, and the Union Gap, the Vogues, the Cowsills, and all kinds of you in the stands loving every song. Keep listening. One more chance coming up to win some last-minute tickets for the Happy Together Tour soon on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
WRJN presents one more week of Racine Raiders football as the Raiders continue on to the league championship game this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. Racine Raiders football and the championship game, 5:45 the pregame this Saturday, 6 o'clock the kickoff from Detroit. And we're seeing Raiders football again being sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. The Racine Raiders play for the league championship this Saturday on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
For you on WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Ah, what a beautiful night. Loving it out there tonight. Good night for a cruise. Maybe scoop the loop a day before the Friday night festivities. It's Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally. Mustang down.
no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day.
Smiling face, James Taylor on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow, looking forward to another First Friday celebration in downtown Racine tomorrow. Details coming up. news and timeless hits on WRJN. Welcome into Thursday night, just a day away from the weekend. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here tonight. We're the mamas and papas. Who needs California on a beautiful summer night like this?
All the leaves are fine.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Tomorrow night, it's a First Friday celebration in downtown Racine on Monument Square. They're doing kind of a recreation of a 50s and 60s tradition called Scoop the Loop. Is when they get down there on Main Street, take it all the way up to Lake and down a circle again, and basically cruise the downtown and east side of Racine areas. So Scoop the Loop being recreated with all kinds of great music tomorrow night, part of the Music on the Monument First Friday celebration. Come on down, WRJN will be there. We're giving away some state fair tickets and really just having fun with the great memories. It's Music on the Monument. It's First Friday. It's all tomorrow with WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Slowly got you, eyeball. He won, holy roller.
Hits, WRJN. Ah, what a beautiful summer night. Got to enjoy these last days of July and the dog days of August just ahead. But for now, enjoy the 60s and 70s. This is great. Hits on WRJN. We'll check the news at 7 o'clock from CBS. And on the way after 7, Jan and Dean, the Partridge Family coming up. And the Love and Spoonful, too. It's all between 7 and 8. A great evening of timeless hits on WRJN.
Someone watching your footsteps. This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Severe weather is sweeping across the eastern part of the country after days of extreme heat. Christopher Cruz reports.
3 to 4 inches of rain fell northeast of Baltimore this afternoon. About 10 miles north of the city, along U.S. Route 40, this man's car was swamped.
I've never seen it like this before. Okay. So I figured it was safe to come out. And once I came across that railroad track and got here, I figured I could keep going, but I couldn't.
Flash flood warnings are in place for parts of New York City, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. States of emergency have been declared in New Jersey and New York City. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
In Texas, lawmakers held a hearing on the deadly July 4th floods. Chris Fox has that.
William Thomas is the emergency management coordinator for Kerr County. He told Texas state lawmakers at the time of the flooding, he was sick in bed.
I was awakened around 5:30 a.m. on July the 4th by my wife, following a call from the city of Kerrville EMC requesting that I mobilize.
By that time, Camp Mystic was already underwater. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick also called out Kerr County Judge Rob Kelly for his immediate response.
I don't